In your face. Gideon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. Tell us about the production. It explores queer African diaspora. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so the play is called I Met an Angel Named Shaq, and I'm going to try and explain it without spoiling. It's the play that follows the life of an interracial, intergenerational couple. One is at the top of his career and one is sort of hitting the end of his career where no one is really paying attention to the type of work that he's creating. And they're currently in the middle of planning their wedding. An interview is happening for Law, for his new film, and it's being hosted or being written by Jack, who comes into the dynamic and sort of shifts things around for them.
It's been described as a poetic, bruising dive into the ways we love. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I am very interested in exploring topics that are connected to the relationships that us as humans have to each other. I love the idea, or it was sparked the idea for this play, was I wanted to explore how we carry pain, how we love when we're wounded, and how searching for validation in spaces that aren't built for us creates tension, whether it's in our personal relationship, whether it's in our professional relationships. And so those were the things that I wanted to explore in this play.
Tell us more about the ways that we love when we're wounded. That's a fascinating juxtaposition.
It is. It's sort of like, you know, a lot of people grow up with trauma, and a lot of people come from relationships or families where love has been showcased differently. And so we normalize a lot of things because what you see growing up is what you accept as being the norm. And so the characters in this play, a lot of them have been wounded in the past where they grew up in toxic environments and they saw toxic relationships that were modeled by either their parents or the people around them, and they accepted that as normal. So now they're adults and they're in relationships and they're accepting things that they shouldn't be accepting because that's all they've ever known. So,
wow.
Yeah, it complicates the way people accept love and the type of love that you feel like you're worthy of.
There's so much going on there, and there's a lot of scrutiny as well, isn't there? I read that the play explores the scrutiny of queer African diaspora. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so one of the things that I wanted to explore as well was just how Black queer people are seen by their white partners, specifically Black queer people in interracial relationships. A lot of the time, the white partners will experience life from a very completely different lens than them, and that creates sort of like a disconnect from the two people if they're both not aligned and the white partner isn't open to learning about how his race and how he moves differently in the world because of the privilege that his race allows them. And so that creates an environment in relationships that is not very conducive, or like an environment that stagnates growth.
You wrote I Met an Angel Named Jacques. You act in the production. What's it like being in that position? It must take a bit of a toll. It must be really heavy. You mentioned you're in the middle of rehearsals at the moment. What an intense time for you, Gideon.
Out of rehearsal 2 seconds ago.
Wow.
Look, I love a challenge. I think as a creative, I thrive when I am in environments that push me. I wouldn't feel fulfilled creatively if I'm not being pushed or challenged or finding new ways to learn. And so this experience, obviously, the role itself, sure, when people that will come to see it, you'll see how heavy of a role it is. And so I'm just having to, in rehearsal, find space for myself to, like, have a little moment after we've done, like, a heavy scene. And the cast is so amazing, too, and so understanding. They know when the actor Gideon is in the room, and they know when the director Gideon is in the room, and they're always just, like, being super respectful and like, oh, can I speak to the director now? Can I speak to the writer? Can I speak to the actor? And sort of we've created a space where I can wear multiple hats and fulfill the roles that need to be fulfilled.
Absolutely. You've got the trifecta, writer, actor, and director. Tell us about this amazing cast.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to be working with such incredible talent from Australia. All of them are Melbourne-based, and they've all done such amazing things in their careers. And it's just been an amazing privilege getting them to come into this space and bringing these characters to life, and they're doing it in a way that's so raw, vulnerable, and honest. I just couldn't be luckier to be working with such beautiful people.
What an exciting time for you to have written this production and to be, you know, on the cusp, on the verge of bringing it to the stage. Tell us a bit about yourself, Gideon, because you're obviously an extraordinary writer that really is able to put emotion on the page and on the stage. Tell us a bit about yourself.
I always really struggle with this question. I guess a little bit about myself. I was born in Congo and I grew up in Kenya. And then my family migrated to Australia when I was 11. So I've been in Australia for about 16 years. I've always loved art and theater and performing and just anything that's art related. I've always had an attraction to it. And so coming to Australia and then getting exposed to a different way of art was such an exciting thing for me from a young age. And that's something I've just pursued. Straight after high school, I moved to Melbourne and started putting myself into different theatre productions and also working in fashion. And, yeah, it sort of kind of evolved from there. And I'm now in a space where I'm very lucky to be doing all the things that I'm doing and to be getting such amazing opportunities to, you know, write this play and showcase it at Footscray Arts Centre. And I'm also currently creative directing a runway at Melbourne Fashion Week. So I'm very lucky to be doing all the different artistic things that I get to do.
Wow. Tell us about the runway show you're putting on.
So I'll be styling and creative directing the Opulence Taste Runway at Melbourne Fashion Week. And it's just a runway that's going to be celebrating local designers. There's 9 designers in the runway, all showcasing 10 different looks. And yeah, I'm just really excited to present something new and something fresh at Melbourne Fashion Week.
It's so amazing. You were born in the Congo, grew up in Kenya. Are there many Kenyan and Congolese diaspora in Melbourne?
There is. There's a big community of us, and all of us are doing completely different things, which I find that to be so exciting. And it's like such a good representation of how black people, blackness is not a monolith. We're all very complex and we're all very unique. So it's always really cool being around my people and seeing all the things that they're also doing. There's a few of us.
Are you a bit nervous about how the community is going to react to I Met an Angel Named Jacques? I mean, you're kind of shining a light on some taboo topics, yeah?
Yes, I am. Shining a light on taboo topics, but I'm not nervous about it. I feel like when I go into writing a story, I'm always just nervous about being truthful and how truthful I am to the story and to the characters. That's what makes me nervous, and, you know, just trying to make sure that I'm serving the story. But in terms of, like, how people receive it and how people react to it, I never really care about that because people are going to receive things their own way. You know, I can put a red chair on the stage, and everyone's going to look at that chair from a very completely different perspective. So I can't, you know, put something on stage and say, this is exactly what it is. I'm putting a story on stage and everyone's going to receive it how they will receive it. And I think that's the beauty of theatre.
Absolutely. I Met an Angel Named Jacques sounds like it's got incredibly complex emotional narratives. Mm-hmm. When you wrote it, did you go through a bit of an emotional roller coaster? And how is that manifesting as the director when you're seeing people acting, you know, in these parts that you created?
Yeah, so whenever I'm writing, like, I know what it is that I'm trying to say. And there's always questions that I have before I write anything. And so in terms of like an emotional, did I go through an emotional roller coaster? Yes, it's a play that's very close to my heart. A lot of the topics and a lot of the themes are things that I've personally experienced. And so I'm just kind of, in a way, it's been healing because I'm having to deal with things that I maybe have like, hidden under the rug and didn't want to confront. And so it's been a very beautiful way. It's been a healing process as well.
How similar to you is the character that you play in I Met an Angel Named Jacques? Like, is it autobiographical or is the character quite different to you, or are there some similarities?
The character is very different to me. I think the only thing that we're, I would say we've got similarities that we're both artists. But yeah, no, he is not based on me at all. he's very complicated. He's very flawed. He's also perfect in his own ways. He's very human. And I think people will relate to him in different ways. And I relate to him in different ways, but I don't think we're very similar.
You said before that before you write anything, you have these questions. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So I always write from a place of curiosity. I write from a place of why and how. So for this, I really wanted to explore, like, the idea sparked from a curiosity around, like, victims of sexual assault and how they heal from their trauma and how society views black men specifically who are victims or survivors of sexual assault. And so in this play, one of the characters has experienced assault. And so the way that they see their experience and how they use that experience to their advantage in a way, I think is quite refreshing and quite nuanced and confronting, complicated, but I think it's a perspective that I don't see much of when it comes to how we talk about sexual assault surrounding black male victims.
And that's the groundbreaking nature of this play coming out in yet another manifestation, because it's shining a light on things that, you know, aren't often talked about, you know, on stage with an African diaspora focus and a queer lens as well. You've got all of that.
Sure.
So it really is a groundbreaking production. I Met an Angel Named Jacques is happening at the Footscray Community Arts Performance Space, 45 Moreland Street in Footscray, from the 1st of October to the 4th. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you.
It's been
so
great
much
to
for
chat.
Having me. Likewise.
It's just been an amazing experience chatting to you about this extraordinary production. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.